and can get the best out of it. Okay. I just want to hear, Heather and Zach, are you here?
Yes, we are.
I'm here.
Okay. Okay, just making sure. I got a weird sound. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to our teleclass, Exploring the Burbs, Where to Begin. For those of you who don't know me already, my name is Hillary Perlman, and I'm the Director in Sales and Marketing for Mommy Bites. We're really excited about this class today. Our experts are fabulous, and I can't wait for you to hear from them. But before we do that, we just want to give you a little bit about the format and the logistics of our classes in case you're new to the teleclass series. You're all muted right now, so you don't need to worry about background noises since we have people calling in from all over the country. So if you'd like to ask a question during the class, it's super easy. You'll see on your event landing page, in the top left corner, there's an Ask a Question button. Simply click on the Ask a Question button, and a box will pop up for you to type in your question and submit it. We'll be monitoring and answering your questions through the class. You can ask as many questions as you want, and you can put your name on, or you can leave it anonymous. Additionally, we are recording today's class, so you don't have to take any notes. In the next day or two, you're going to get a link from Mommy Bites with the recording of the class, along with a bunch of resources from our speakers today, including some sign-up information. So before we go and get started, I just want to give a huge shout-out to our sponsor of today's class, Platinum Drive Realty. Let me tell you a little bit about them. Platinum Drive Realty is one of the leading real estate firms covering Westchester County, Manhattan, and Connecticut. The firm was founded by lifelong Westchester residents Zach Harrison, Heather Harrison, and Heather's grandmother, Sunny, who has been in the real estate business for over 50 years. Platinum Drive's team of dedicated professionals has significant experience in successfully representing buyers, sellers, and renters of single-family homes, vacant land, co-ops, and condos. On our call today, we are lucky to have the lead agent, Heather Harrison, who was awarded the five-star agent award, featured in Westchester Magazine, which is awarded annually to the top 7% of real estate agents in Westchester County for outstanding client service, and the Diamond Award for Sales of Excellence, the most prestigious sales award given annually by Westchester's Realtor Association. We also are lucky to have on the call Heather's husband and my partner in crime, Zach, who is the president of Platinum Drive Realty. Zach has an investment banking and law degree background and helps make sure that the agency is run, which has led Scarsdale to be in one of the top sales dollar volume. So we'd like to begin the class by discussing some common questions. So do remember to feel free to type in the questions as we go along. So I'd love to get right in and introduce you to Zach and Heather. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Hillary. We're honored to be here, and we always enjoy working with your organization. It's a phenomenal organization, and we're very much looking forward to today. Thank you.
All right. So maybe we can just get started. Clearly, you guys are very busy. So maybe you can tell us the inspiration behind starting Platinum Drive Realty.
Yes. Heather and I were living in the city. We had our two-year-old daughter who was basically living in a closet. We were really growing out of our junior four. And Heather and I both grew up in the suburbs of New York. So we started on our search, which, you know, many people do. We started to research towns, areas, and homes. And we were just struck by a lack of professionalism, a lack of sophistication. We just didn't feel that many of the people we were working with were knowledgeable about our concerns and our interests as a young family moving out of the cities, you know, city to the suburbs. And, you know, given that Heather's grandmother had a background in real estate, we thought, what if we created a real estate company that was really, really helpful and geared towards, you know, people moving out of the city, looking to make the move to the suburbs, that could be an all-encompassing firm. I mean, more than just selling a home, but also helping advise them as to which community would make the most sense for them, introducing them to the communities, and really, really making sure it's a smooth transition in terms of helping them assimilate to the communities and grow into the communities, if you will. So we started the company about 10 years ago, and we've been very, very blessed. The market has responded to our approach. We've been named in Inc. magazine for the past 3 years as one of the fastest-growing companies in America. And we've helped hundreds and hundreds of families make the move out to the suburbs, help them determine which areas make the most sense for them. And I always say to our agents, one of the greatest things about our job is when we see a young family who we've helped move out a year or two later, and they're fully comfortable in the community, and they're so happy there, and they're thankful that we were able to help make that happen. So we really, really take a lot of pride in our work. You know, we're a very energetic firm. And we love helping people and love working with the city buyers that are considering making the move.
So now that you said you're an energetic firm, so that's one answer. But the question is, how does Platinum Drive differ from other real estate firms?
Well, Zach and I saw an opportunity for a way to guide buyers through the entire process that includes more than just finding a home. I mean, there's a lot more to it than just actually buying a home when it comes to this process. You know, we were raised in Westchester, so when we started our search, we wanted to go back where we grew up. However, even us, we felt nervous and anxious about moving out of the city and had lots of questions. And we thought, imagine how difficult it must be for others in a similar situation without having any familiarity of the suburbs outside of Manhattan. So we decided to create Platinum Drive, which basically, how we differ is basically that we are ambassadors to the suburbs. We truly help our clients get acclimated to the suburban areas before, during, and after the purchase of a home. We are not a referral service. We are a full-service brokerage. So we don't just give you the consultation and then just pass you along to somebody else. We are actual real estate agents and consultants that can offer a very high level of professional and personal service. All the people that work for us have grown up in the area, now living there, raising their families, so we try to pair everybody up with the right agent that will really help give them the inside scoop on what it's like to live there and what it's like to be even a kid growing up in the areas, as a lot of our agents grew up in the areas that they now cover, and now what it's like to be an adult. We also offer, which is the biggest difference for us, is we offer complimentary luxury private tours of the suburban areas and around New York City. These tours are guided by our local experts, and it's a real no-pressure, fun approach to explore the many great communities close to New York City and kind of experience a day in the life in the towns of interest to our potential clients. And this really helps people tailor their search to the areas, and then we also show you homes that fit your criteria. And this really helps people identify the areas that they potentially want to live in.
So if you're a completely, like, brand new, you've got this kid, and you're so nervous, like, how does Platinum Drive help new buyers find, like, really hone in on the right community and the right area for them?
Well, one of the first steps in the process is we kind of have a consultation call with our potential buyers and try to learn about where did they grow up? What kind of a home did they grow up? What kind of a community did they grow up in? What's important to them? Is the commute important? Are schools important? Do they want a community? How close do they need to be to the city? There are a lot of questions that go into figuring out which might be the right community for them. And we start by having that consultation. We also obviously talk a little bit about budget, because budget can constrain you to certain areas. And then we kind of, our experts will then try to give you suggestions on which areas may be right for you. We'll also provide you with lots of various independent sources that will help you learn more about the schools and more about the community so you can do a little homework yourself. And then we kind of take it from there, and then we start with our tours. Really, our tours are the key to educating and helping our buyers figure out which might be the right fit for them. Our tours, again, are a no-pressure way where we can pick you up in the city, take you to four or five different towns in one day, and kind of give you a flavor of each of those areas, and then you can begin to narrow it down as part of the process. But first and foremost, it's really important to have the potential person, start to think about what's important to them, and we kind kind of go through a list of questions, and we kind of narrow it down from there and make suggestions.
Participants have told us that our tours have been, you know, really, really helpful in, you know, figuring out which area or areas make the most sense for them. We have had, you know, people that have grown up in the tri-state area, but we've also had people that have, you know, relocated to the New York area from other parts of the country that, you know, are starting from square one in terms of the suburbs and really don't know which area makes the most sense for them. So we work with all different types of, you know, potential buyers that are considering making the move. And New Yorker magazine actually just did an article on our tours that came out in the past week or so, and I would encourage everyone on the call to read the article, and that will give you a good sense of kind of how our tours operate and, you know, how we really help people, you know, learn about the different areas. I mean, the house, as Heather said, it's only one piece of the puzzle. It needs to be a community that you feel comfortable in. You know, some areas of the suburbs are more rural, some are more suburban, if you will, some are more urban. You know, there are different types of housing stock in different areas that we can advise you on. If you're a fan of a particular type of home, we can help you with that. Do you want to be close to the water? Is that important to you? You know, some people like to go boating or fishing, and we can help you with that. So really, you know, the purpose of the initial consultation call is to get a sense of your family, what your needs are, and then, you know, start helping you kind of limit the scope, if you will, to, you know, some areas that make the most sense, and then we arrange the luxury tour. And then you get to see, you know, firsthand with area experts, you know, which area or areas would really make the most sense for you.
Okay, so one question that just came in from a caller. We've mentioned tours and we've mentioned luxury tours. Is there a difference? And maybe you can just walk us through exactly what to expect. Somebody's referencing some of these tours where they take you out on a bus. So maybe we can go over your tours.
Great. So the reason they're luxury tours is we do provide luxury transportation for our tours. So it tends to be, you know, either if it's a smaller tour, if it's, you know, one or two families, then it would be, you know, a luxury sedan. If it's a slightly larger tour, for example, the New Yorker article, you'll see it was a Mercedes minivan that was very nice. And then some days we do get sign-ups for, you know, many, many people. In that case, it could be actually like a luxury bus. We pick up in the city. We're up to the suburbs, you know, within 45 minutes, and then we start looking at different areas. So the key part of it is, the luxury aspect is, you know, it's luxury transportation. We also do provide lunch during the tour, so you don't have to worry about that. And, you know, really just introducing you to the communities, the landmarks, so that you can get a good sense of, you know, what the community amenities are, the commuting options, and, you know, everything that you really need to make a good decision as to what is best for you and your family.
Okay, so we have another question about that. So one of our callers is asking about the areas you cover. Now, we did go over that in the beginning, but do your luxury tours, like, is it specific to Westchester County, specific to some counties in Connecticut? How does that work?
Great question. So we do all of Westchester County, all of Connecticut. We also do Long Island as well. And we do have a phenomenal network that we belong to that enables us to put clients in touch with people that are interested in the New Jersey suburbs as well. So basically, you know, if you're interested in any of the suburbs in the tri-state area, we have you covered, and we can, you know, ensure that you'll get a great luxury tour and a great experience. You will not have to take, you know, the train out or drive out to the different areas. We provide the transportation both in and out of the city. We generally start our tours at 10 a.m., and we get you out to the suburban location typically by 10:45, and then we'll go out for maybe an hour and a half or so, stop for lunch, and then spend, you know, another 2 hours in the afternoon. And then, you know, we generally leave the suburbs no later than 2:15 and get you back into the city no later than 3 o'clock.
And can
so
people bring children?
You know,
can
basically how our tours work.
Can people bring their children on the tours? Sorry, we're getting lots of questions about the tours.
A thousand percent,
and
yes.
And we have great coloring books for them and lollipops and all sorts of fun goodies that we give to the kids to keep them occupied while mom and dad are learning about the suburbs.
We have
awesome. Had
many, many children join us on our luxury tours, and we welcome them.
We get bathroom breaks, and all of our agents that come on the tours are very very familiar with children, so can help even act as babysitters. We are truly a full-service agency. We even have a spot where moms can breastfeed. We've had, that happen. So we are there to support you and really tailor the tour to everybody's needs.
That's wonderful, because you have no idea how many questions I'm getting about the kids part. I think that's usually a very
stressful
thing.
Absolutely.
The thought of bringing their kids is daunting, but then paying for childcare.
Yeah, I think, listen, it's hard to get a babysitter. We totally get that, but that's why we try to, make sure, that's why getting the right agent, at our firm, we're trained for that. I mean, we've made our office extremely kid-friendly. We've had people even leave their kids in the office while they go look at a couple of houses when they're getting down to the nitty-gritty, of actually purchasing a home. And, our admin are more than happy to occupy the kids for a little while. We have lots of little games here. We have a chalkboard. I have two young children myself, so my kids have actually set up our office to accommodate kids coming here. It's a great hangout, actually. All of our offices across the county are. So, that's something that we definitely pride ourselves on, is making it a full family-friendly experience.
And I know a lot of people are very stuck on the tours, so I want to assure everyone that following this call, you're going to get a link so you can re-listen if you want to, almost like a podcast. You're going to get information from Zach and Heather, and the number one thing we'll make sure that you get is the link on how you can sign up for the tour, because we're getting questions about car seats and all sorts of areas, so I don't want to take up too much of your time on that, so I just want to assure everyone that you will get that information, and then when you start having really specific questions, such as the car seats and
yes,
areas.
Yes, we can accommodate car seats, booster seats, real car seats, the infant car seats, we can do it all. And we will tailor the tour. Like I said, maybe we'll take more of like an SUV and do a private tour if you're coming with your, we can tailor it. But we take each, we'll take each tour sign up individually, and you just rate your preference as to what you prefer, private or, potentially a bus tour, and we can tailor it to your specific needs. We can do whatever our potential buyers want. We can really tailor it to everyone's needs.
Excellent. Everybody hear that? They are very flexible, and we love that.
Very flexible. That's what we're all about. We can do whatever you possibly need. We can, our car services, we'll ask for them to put in a car seat, put in, an infant carrier, whatever you possibly need, we can make it work.
And I would just add as well, if you haven't, made the decision yet, you're not sure, you're thinking maybe your family wants to move out, but you're not 100% sure yet, please join us. I mean, we welcome you, and you may decide that it's not the right move, or maybe not the right move at this time, and that's fine. It's really a no-pressure, opportunity for you to really get a sense of, different areas that kind of fit your criteria that would work well with for you potentially. And, like I said, please don't hesitate to sign up and take a tour, even if you're not sure yet, that you're going to be moving out.
Okay, let's move on from the tours because I don't want to cut you guys off. We have so much more to cover. Just a reminder, if anyone has a question, simply click on the Ask a Question tab, and a box will pop up for you to type in your question and submit it. So why don't we kind of move forward with, maybe you can tell us a little bit of role of the real estate agent, like do I need one? How do I find the right agent? I know I'll be spending a lot of time with this person. Is there a match system?
Definitely. I mean, we pride ourselves in doing a very good job of matching people to the right agent. I think it's really important to make sure that you have an agent that knows the area, has lived in the area that you are considering, or potentially even raising their family in the area that you're considering. When Zach and I were looking, one of the problems I found is a lot of these agents were so out of touch with what was important to us as a young family. A lot of the agents, you know, had lived in the area at one point but hadn't been there for many years and didn't even know that there was full-day kindergarten in the schools. And that kind of drove me nuts because that's a pretty important question that I had, and they got it wrong. So we do help people match to the right person and the right house. The role of a real estate agent is more than just negotiating a home. We make it a lot more than that. That's the old school way of doing real estate business, is just, you know, opening the door, negotiating the deal, and, you know, see you later. That is not what we are all about, and that's part of the reason why we created our company. Oftentimes, not only do we try to give you the inside scoop on the areas, I mean, we try to, you know, not only tell you about the commute and all that stuff, but we try to show you where SoulCycle is and where the kids' classes are. Where are you going to do your birthday parties for your kids? I mean, these are all legitimate questions that our young parents have that are concerned about, you know, moving out of the city where everything is so incredibly convenient for everybody. And those were my concerns. So, you know, basically, you know, the role of our real estate agents is to really help people get the inside scoop on the different areas. And we also can provide, you know, homes, you know, everybody searches on Zillow and Realtor.com and all the various internet sites, but a lot of the homes are not even on the market, or we potentially know a lot of homes that haven't even hit the market yet. And in a competitive marketplace, that's an important leg up to have, because, you know, there are bidding wars, you know, in certain price ranges, and you know part of the role of a real estate agent is to educate their buyer. We are big on educating our buyers. I like when my clients start a year or 2 years out from the actual purchasing time, because that gives me a long time to have them help them track the real estate market. Provide them with, you know, show them a couple of homes, not only show, you know, show them homes in the different price ranges, watch what they do. Do they drop in price? Do they go to a bidding war? Why did this one sell? Why did this one sit on the market for 365 days? Having that information makes the purchaser such a stronger buyer. There's no buyer's remorse when we're actually ready to purchase a home. I mean, we can also save buyers time by previewing the homes ourselves. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, people will see a house online and it'll be, you know, below, you know, oh, my God, why is this house priced so low? Well, sometimes there's a catch. And we will be able to preview, you know, and it could be that it backs up to a highway or that it's basically a tear down, and pictures can be deceiving. That is a big problem. So we try to preview all the homes and really truly add color to all of the listings. So we know whether it's worth their time to come out of the city with two young children or one child. It's not easy, and we want to make sure it's worth your time. So, you know, a lot of times listing agents don't disclose all this information because they're trying to, you know, really sell the house themselves, you know, because it's their listing. But that's the whole purpose of a buyer's agent, is that we can really give you, you know, whether it's worth your time to come out of the city to see the, you know, to see the home. I mean, a lot of times there's maybe the seller's in financial stress, or there's a job transfer that makes the seller more motivated. I mean, all these little things we know. A lot of new construction is a big deal these days. A buyer's agent will advise, you know, on the different warranties and the benefits that the buyer, you know, can have with new construction. We also work with a lot of builders in all the suburban areas. So we know a lot of, like, the properties that have been bought before they even come on the market. So there's a lot of great value to a real estate agent, more than just figuring out which home to buy.
Okay, so this is kind of a two-part question.
Sure.
What if I've never owned a home before? So whether I'm moving from another part of the country, or, you know, I never owned and I only rented an apartment in the city, how do I get started? And then to tag on to that, what about helping assess what I can afford and all the pre-qualifications for home owning, because I think that's a very scary thing for a new buyer.
Great questions, Hillary.
They're not mine, by
the
way. I can't take credit. They're not my questions. It's our callers.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, they're wonderful questions nonetheless. Well, first I would say that if you've never owned a home before and you're currently renting, a key point to make is that will be very, very attractive as part of your home and community search, because sellers and listing agents love buyers that don't currently own anything and don't have to own anything in order to purchase. Don't have to sell anything before they purchase their next home. So that would definitely be, you know, a positive, and that's something that we highlight when we're acting as buyer's agents on behalf of clients. that you have nothing to sell. That gives you more flexibility in terms of closing, and you're not dependent on the sale to close. So that's very, very helpful. And then in terms of learning the aspects of home ownership, that's something that we as buyer's agents will provide to you. We have great Rolodexes, you know, whether you need a handyman, a pediatrician, you know, after-school dance class, a contractor, we can put you in touch with vetted, excellent, contractors and other community amenities that will be really helpful as part of your move. And as Heather mentioned, I mean, our approach to real estate is, and this is definitely a big change from kind of the older school approach, but our approach is the relationship does not end at the closing table. The relationship just begins at that point and continues because we want to make sure that you get acclimated to the community. We want to make sure that you have all the information at your fingertips that you need in order to adjust to home ownership. In terms of, you know, what type of house you can afford, that's a question that's best answered by a mortgage professional. And Heather and I and our team of agents, we've worked with many, many mortgage professionals over the years. We know who's good and who's maybe somebody that you wouldn't want to work with. And we will put you in touch with, you know, excellent folks that will be able to, you know, look at your financials and give you a really good sense of, you know, what you could afford budget-wise. And then, as Heather had mentioned before, we'll really tailor your search, you know, based on your budget and make sure that, you know, the home that you purchase is, you know, well within your budgetary means. That's very, very important. So it's really talking to a mortgage professional. And as part of signing up for a tour, we're happy to put you in touch with some really excellent folks that we've worked with over the years that could really give you a good sense of, you know, what budget would make the most sense for you.
Does it make sense to do the pre-qualification part before a tour? What should people do first, I'm being asked?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I would say on that is, you know, we will tailor your tour based on some key criteria. I mean, you know, the different suburban communities have different price ranges, and there tends to be a pretty wide price range. So, you know, regardless of what budget you're in, I mean, really it becomes a question of, you know, what's important to you in terms of community amenities? What's important to you in terms of commuting time? Are you going to drive to work? Where do you work? Would you take the train? Are you looking for a more rural, you know, suburban or urban feel? I mean, all these factors really come into play. So, I mean, when you sign up for a tour and, you know, when we have our initial consultation, if you say, you know, I don't know yet what I can afford, I mean, at that point in time, we'll put you in touch with some recommended mortgage professionals that you can speak to and get a better sense of, you know, what budget would make sense for you. You know, we'll also, you know, schedule your tour and then really just kind of tailor it, you know, based on the criteria I mentioned earlier. And then, you know, I mean, really the purpose of the tour is to find the community that makes the most sense. That's really the key purpose. As Heather mentioned, we will show you some houses as part of the tour, and that's important as well, just so you can get a sense of what's possible. Right. But we tend to show during our tours, regardless of budget, you know, we'll show a couple of different price points so that you can get a sense of, okay, at this budget, this is what I can afford, and then for, you know, $200,000 more, I could, you know, this is the typical house that I could afford, to really just kind of, you know, give you a sense of, you know, at the different price points, you know, what's possible. And also the trade-offs, if you will. We discussed earlier, if you're living on a busy street, for example, or if you're living next to a highway versus a cul-de-sac, you know, that will affect value. And so then it becomes a question of, you know, what makes sense for you in light of your budget. And as experienced agents and having, you know, a really wonderful team of people, we can really help you in that regard and, you know, help you determine, you know, what makes the most sense, taking everything into account. In consideration.
Right. Okay, so can you give us an overview of the process of finding a home that you love and making an offer? Like, what should I expect? Because again, this is so new, and you always hear about you hear the words bidding war, all cash buyers. I mean, those are again things that new buyers are pretty wary about?
Well, as I mentioned before, you know, as a real estate agent, we're going to once we're really ready to make the purchase, we're going to be educated. So that's number one, right? So we're going to know the market inside and out, and we're going to know exactly what's the right home for our buyer. So we're not going to waste anybody's time. So let's say a home comes on the market.
Can I just also add in? So when you're saying you're familiar with the area, does that include the property taxes and county fees?
Sure. I mean,
that's come up a lot.
Once we kind of narrow down your budget, you know, after you take the tour, we start to narrow down the areas of interest. You've been pre-approved by a mortgage broker, so you kind of know where your budget's at. Now we really kind of narrowed down the nitty-gritty, and we're going to start sending listings to you that we feel are good fits for you based on your budget, based on the areas now, and then we're going to try to go preview them. So let's say a house comes on the market on a Tuesday. We're going to go preview them for you on a Wednesday and try to bring you out. If we think it's going to be a competitive situation, we're going to try to bring you out that weekend if it's really worth bringing you out to see that home. You know, the first few times you go out, you see 4 or 5 homes that are on the market. But then, you know, it starts to narrow down. Then, you know, you're kind of coming out every time a good home comes on the market that fits your criteria. So let's say you love the home. How do you make an offer? Well, that's what we're here for. We make sure that we run detailed analysis for you. We look at comparables as if we were a bank. So, you know, a lot of times there's a mortgage involved in this, and a bank is going to come in and appraise the property. We want to make sure that property is going to appraise for you. So we do detailed analysis on what the home's worth before making an offer, and we provide you with analysis on what we think that offer should be. We discuss it. We kind of go back and forth. We come up with a strategy. We also talk about terms in terms of closing date. You know, is there financing? Is it an all-cash offer? Is it subject to a mortgage? As we've been going through the process, you have become very, very educated on all of these different elements so that when we are ready to make the offer, our buyers truly understand what all that means. And then we make an offer. If an offer isn't accepted, then we have, you know, in the suburbs for a single-family home, you really should always do an inspection. And we are there for you to help you schedule the inspection, choose the right inspector. It's really an important part of the process to inspect a home, you know, in terms of an engineer inspection, check all of the appliances, how old is all the equipment, because, you know, there's a lot of post-closing costs that people never think about in terms of like, oh, my God, a furnace, it's 20 years old, it's going to die in a couple of years, that's going to cost me $10,000. That's something you have to factor in, and that's part of the inspection process. It'll also help you uncover problems that we couldn't see with our naked eye, as trained as we are. So we will help you guide you through that whole entire inspection process. And then, of course, the contract phase. We will actually help you find an attorney a local attorney is always important to work with that knows the zoning requirements and that really understands the local ordinances and all the, you know, the details of you really want to make sure that you choose someone who really only does real estate law. So there's a lot of different things that go into making an offer. And then once the contract's signed, our job does not end there. From there, we make sure, again, that appraisal comes in right if the bank is requiring an appraisal on the property. We're there, you know, guiding the appraiser through the process and giving, you know, providing them with comparable homes. And then even after that, after the closing, we are there for you. We are there for you, helping you figure out where to order and take out food, who to be friends with, who for your kids to have play dates with. We are there for you even after the closing.
Another question came in. I know you've touched on schools. But I think a lot of people are asking about help assistance in finding the right school for their children, because I think that's a lot of the times driving why they're leaving the city. Obviously, space is one reason, but the area.
Sure.
So do you have some good resources and connections to really understand the schools?
Yeah, so we can provide independent information. I mean, there is, you know, great information out there that can help make that decision. So, you know, we're happy to provide that. As real estate agents, we're not supposed to, you know, give school advice in that, you know, this area is better than that area, and so we don't do that, but we're happy to put you in touch with, you know, very helpful independent information that can help you make your decision as to what's important to you and your family. And I would also say, too, that many of our clients like to see you know, schools in the area, whether it's the elementary schools, the middle school, the high school, and we are very happy to assist in that regard in terms of helping to set up tours so that you can, you know, tour some classrooms, meet with the administration, and, you know, get a better sense of, you know, what schools would make the most sense for you. And so, yeah, I mean, those questions, you know, like I said, we're very, very happy to, you know, provide the information to you, you know, to point you in the right direction where you can make an educated decision on what's the most important to you and what would make the most sense. Because, you know, with respect to schools, I mean, obviously some schools are larger than others. Some have smaller classroom sizes. Some have larger classroom sizes. And so when you get the chance to look at the independent information, that can help guide you as to, you know, what would make the most sense.
And again,
you.
Our agents will help you also put you in touch with people. If you're considering a private school, we have lots of different connections at the various private schools throughout Westchester, Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut. So we can help put you in touch with the right people that can really, you know, parents who are at the school with kids your age. We have tremendous, tremendous connections that can help guide everybody through the process.
And does the same thing go for daycares and
definitely,
nursery schools?
Absolutely. We do a lot of events actually with the local daycare providers throughout the counties. We, you know, have partnered with them. We will provide tours of those facilities. A lot of our agents have personally used them, so we can give you, again, the inside scoop on all of that. That's really what we're all about, is really providing that kind of information to people, because those are very big concerns as you're moving out of the city. Where, you know, I'm a working parent. We have a lot of working parents, you know, in the suburbs these days that, you know, do commute to the city, and that is a very important question. And we can absolutely even set up tours for you of those facilities.
Excellent. Before we run out of time, I really want to thank again Heather and Zach Harrison of Platinum Drive Realty for putting together this really informative teleclass. I've never seen so many questions come in, so I'm doing my best to get them all out. But your
Great.
Sponsorship of today's class continues to allow moms and dads, we have definitely dads on the call, from all over the country and all over the world to take these classes for free. So, unfortunately, we're running out of time. So I think these last two questions are kind of fun. What are your top three tips for first-time home owners in the suburbs?
Well, the first tip I would say is to take a tour. Sign up for one of our tours. You're going to get the link in a few minutes because that's a really fun, no-pressure way to kind of learn about the suburbs. We've actually been featured on Fox 5 News. You can check out our Facebook page. There's a really fun segment showing you what that tour is going to be like. The New Yorker article that was yesterday, the reporter said he had the best time, the best Saturday ever with us hanging out and learning about all the areas. So that's like the first tip, I would say. And then after that, we're going to start getting educated, because education is the key to the home buying purchase. It's really, really important, like I said before, to really understand, you know, the different homes and why this one sells and why this one doesn't, because then you're going to make the right decision and never regret it. The third thing is, what I would say is talk to a mortgage broker, because you know, sometimes people think that they know what they can afford, but they're not taking into account, you know, taxes. And, you know, out in the suburbs, unfortunately, you need one or two cars. There's a lot of different, you know, financial things that come into play. Another thing is if you're going to do this in a year, try to start preparing now. If your parents are going to help you out, I would say have them make that donation into your bank account sooner than later, because that does affect the mortgage process. We run into this quite a bit where people's parents want to help out with the down payment, and then they try to deposit a large sum of money into their personal bank account, you know, right as we're trying to write the check out for the down payment, and the mortgage banks do tend to flag that. So the earlier we've been told they do that, the better off you are. So if you plan on getting, you know, some gifts from family to help you with that down payment, do it now. So those are some, you know, so basically take a tour, get educated, and, you know, talk to your mortgage and accountant and financial professionals.
Excellent. Okay, my last question, another fun one. What do you guys, because you're suburbanites, you were previously New York Cityers, what do you love the most about living in the suburbs?
Personally, I love the sense of community. You know, I grew up in the area that we're now raising our family, and I absolutely love watching my children, you know, enjoy all the similar experiences that we had growing up. And, you know, the suburbs are, you know, there's a strong sense. Everyone's here for the same reasons. We're here to give our children a wonderful lifestyle, you know, and a great, great system where there's a lot to offer. I mean, we have so many fun events here all the time that you really don't even need to make plans because everyone's always out in the community. Everybody kind of knows your name. I love that feeling. You know, I never feel isolated. I think that's one of the biggest concerns that people have when leaving the city, that they're going to feel completely isolated in this, like, house in the middle of nowhere. But these towns have a great, great sense of community and do a really, really good job of bringing people together through community events. And, you know, again, we're all here for the same reason. And, you know, that's really what I love. I love the camaraderie and the sense of community. Zach?
I love being outside with my kids. Heather and I have a son and a daughter, and I coach my son's baseball team, so it's great being out on the field with my son and all his friends. And I also coach my daughter's basketball team, so to go to the practices and the games, it's very fun and very exciting. And, you know, the parents get very involved, which is great. And it's amazing to see, you know, the teams grow each year and get better and better as they grow up and go into middle school. So that's really, really wonderful. And just the space.
That's what I
love the fact that, you know, Heather and I, we can have, you know, two couples over to entertain, and we don't have to worry about, you know, being too loud for our neighbor. You know, we can play music in our home and, you know, exercising. If we use our home gym, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, it's too late to do that. Basically, the freedom that comes along with home ownership is really, really nice. And just having the space. I mean, it's cliche to say it, but I can tell you from personal experience, my kids, when they have play dates and they have people over and they're playing in their backyard, they really, really do enjoy it and love, you know, playing in their backyard as well as many, many parks in these communities, which are great.
And I love the basements in our house.
What about the basement toys,
you know, in your apartment? I used to hate having all those big toys, like, in the apartment that they would take up. Now you could just throw it into the basement and let them go down there and play. That's something you can't get
never
in the city.
See it,
the
right?
Basement is key, absolutely.
Well, thank you. You guys have been great. All those questions that came in were amazing. I really hope I got to as many as I could. I kind of tried to. And we know that Heather and Zach have gone over a wealth of terrific information today. So, again, within the next few days, you'll be sent a link to this recorded class along with some great resources from Heather and Zach and, of course, a link to sign up on the tour. So we don't want to forget that. So a huge thank you to you, Heather and Zach, for your wonderful expertise. You guys are not only true experts, but you're so passionate about this topic. So thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank
really
you, Hillary.
It.
It's been an honor being on the teleclass, and thank you, everyone, for such great questions. And, you know, we look forward to seeing you on one of our tours and helping you decide what area would make the most sense.
I really hope that everyone goes ahead and does that because it sounds like you make the process a lot less scarier than it needs to be.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye now.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.